circuses on the air.
The president does it.
Sometimes you feel like
that means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you
tear down this wall.
Here's Johnny.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Ah! We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John's been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in 6 seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
And good morning, Mr. Schwann.
Good morning, Mr. Plyer.
Boy, did it feel like fall today.
Oh, more like late fall.
Yeah.
It was... Roger, are you still there?
No, he's gone. Yeah, oh, no, there
yes,
he is.
Yes, I am.
What's
the temperature? What was the overnight low?
It depends where you are. It got down to 27 right now in Huntley.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right.
But the wind chill's been
even wind chill 22 at O'Hare right now.
That's okay. Crazy.
Yeah, there was a bit of a breeze making it chilly.
A bit? That's understatement.
I closed out most of my stuff in the yard and stuff. I still got stuff to do, though. It's probably going to be next weekend, getting all that stuff bundled up. Because, I mean, there was like little, almost like snow today. It's crazy.
Yeah. And I was out yesterday afternoon, and I guess I got a little taste of the so-called grapple that they were talking about, that sleet-like
Is that what it's called?
Grapple.
Grapple.
Yeah.
Grapple.
And I was driving on Foster Avenue, and it hit just for a couple of minutes, and I thought, well, this isn't just rain. This is a little mixed bag of everything.
It was. Yeah, I wasn't ready for that.
No,
and then I sat through two soccer games today. It was kind of crazy.
Mm.
Speaking of fall and Halloween, since we're running a little late today, 1390, first thing we have here is it's the first witchcraft for or first trial for witchcraft in Paris. Do I have some music, Curtis? Hello, good morning. There we go. That's all I got.
It was the witch's name Samantha by any chance.
It was not. It was not. It was Jean, and it was 1831. Oh, I just unplugged my thing. It was 1391 in August.
Joan of Arc?
No, it was Jean de Brugge confessed to being a witch and is condemned to death. She appeals to the Parliament of Paris, which decrees that she is to be tortured to find out the full truth. And under torture, she names an accomplice, and she's tortured as well. Horrible.
Yeah. Horrible Jean stuff. De Brugge.
But there was some breaking news here. Today, Salem witch trials victim John Proctor's home. Do you know John Proctor, who this guy was?
He was involved with the Salem.
Yeah, you know, he was.
Witch trials.
His house just went up for sale. So his home for $600,000 was convicted of witchcraft and hanged in 1692. Let's see here. He became a critic of the witch trials not long after the mass hysteria began, arguing that the afflicted girls who had been accusing many of the villagers of witchcraft were frauds and liars. And they said, no, they're not. And then they killed him.
Mm-hmm.
So his house is for sale for $600,000. You could have it, Dave. I'm going to take a pass on that myself.
Haunted.
Yeah, it might be. Oh, is that another one?
That was what Roger said in my ear.
Oh, Frank Sinatra, witchcraft? It's witchcraft. We'll just do it ourselves. That's right. 1919, President Wilson's veto of prohibition, the enforcement bill is overridden. The Volstead Act was passed by Congress, establishing prohibition, which is amazing to me. Because how long did that last? It was almost...
Prohibition?
Yeah.
Into the early 30s.
Yeah. No booze.
I know. How about that?
And it's amazing that...
The breweries like Anheuser-Busch, they were forced to make really what amounted to soft drinks.
Root beer, whatever.
Root beer, yeah.
Berghoff also, started making root beer, which is what came out of that.
Berghoff root beer, but there's somewhere, there's a picture over there, and it's an historic shot when Prohibition was repealed. Hermann Berghoff got the first liquor license.
It's still in the window.
In Chicago.
Liquor license, yeah, license number one. Here's something weird. I went to the restaurant with Rich Coe's, Svengoolie, last week. And,
At Berghoff.
And we went in there. And the when you walked in the restaurant, the left-hand side was the main dining room. It is now these massive containers.
They're going to make their own beer.
They're going to make their own beer.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of bummed because they tore out the walls.
You know what, Dave? I was in there Friday afternoon.
You were.
And saw what was going on.
But here's
the thing. Go downstairs,
yeah,
and there are big vats off to the left when you go down into the lower cafeteria area there.
But here's what surprised me is that they're not making Berghoff beer. They're making Adams Street. They're calling it the Adams Street Brewery. Why the hell wouldn't you use the Berghoff name in this?
Yeah,
for beer. Anyway,
I would think they would have the rights to the name. It being
I smell a Dave Schwann special report coming on that one.
Taste testing.
Yeah, exactly. 1941, Chicago Daily Tribune. The Chicago Tribune editorialized that there would not be a war with Japan.
Really?
Yeah, they made a mistake there.
Well, they also said Dewey defeated Truman.
That is true. Let's see here. 1947. Early national attention to trick-or-treating was given in October 1947, because trick-or-treating wasn't a thing until the 40s, when there was a children's magazine called Jack and Jill. And then there were some network radio programs, Baby Snooks and the Jack Benny Show and Ozzie and Harriet, that started talking about going in costume down the street to see if they could get candy from their neighbors.
Well, that's interesting.
So the custom had firmly become established in 1952 when Walt Disney portrayed it in the cartoon Trick or Treat. Ozzie and Harriet were besieged by trick-or-treaters in an episode of their television show also, and UNICEF first conducted a national campaign for children to raise funds for charity while trick-or-treating. So you would go and you would raise, the people money in the buckets.
Oh, sure, trick-or-treat for UNICEF. I remember seeing the PSAs.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Wow.
They showed them on Garfield Goose.
Look at that.
As far as I can remember.
I love that. I love that, Dave.
Trick-or-treating, when I was a very young child then, was not all that old.
No, it wasn't. Yes, it was. And my grandfather would be one of those guys that gave away full-size candy bars.
Oh, sure. The bite-sized candy bars that you see today are new. You would get full-size candy bars. You would get all kinds of stuff. I came home with grocery sacks full of things.
Really?
Oh, it's huge.
Look at that. That's very cool. Pal, his name is Alan Plain, just texted me from 815. Yes, I do remember you. They won a tour of WGN Studios at a Woodstock fundraiser that I hosted. Please let me know my next step. Just email me at dplyer, P-L-I-E-R, at WGNradio.com so we can make arrangements. So dplyer at WGNradio.com. Alan will take care of you. And Curtis will respond to you on the text line as well. What else do we have here? Walt Disney, they created their first television program in 1954, was Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I grew up with the Wonderful World of Disney.
Yeah.
And right. All the cartoons and movies and all that other good stuff.
The Wonderful World of Color, I believe, was on Sunday.
That's right. Yeah.
Just before we would switch over to Ed Sullivan.
Isn't that something? Yeah. You remember it that way, too. Yeah. 1966, It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown debuted. American Primetime special here. Did I blow through all these audio bites? You just got to cue me, buddy.
Well, I was waiting for you.
I'm sorry. What was the trick-or-treat one?
I have the trick-or-treat from the Peanuts.
Okay. Disneyland. Let's play the Disneyland one since we're talking about Disneyland.
From one of the world's most gifted motion picture creators comes Disneyland, whose wondrous portals open to Adventureland, Tomorrowland, Frontierland, and Fantasyland. Fantasyland, where even elephants can fly, and little boys understand the simple language of the animals they love. Tomorrowland, taking you on miraculous trips to...
So really what I think it did in the very beginning of the very first episode was it was promoting Disney itself.
It was promoting Disneyland.
Yeah. Which was the purpose, I'm sure, for it anyway. It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. What do we have here? Let's take a listen.
Trick or treat!
Can I have an extra piece of candy for my stupid brother? He couldn't come with us because he's sitting in a pumpkin patch waiting for the great pumpkin. It's so embarrassing to have to ask for something extra for that blockhead Linus. I got 5 pieces of candy. I got a chocolate bar.
I got a quarter.
I got a rock.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah, so was I. I know. That is so classic.
Yeah, I was waiting for it.
So classic. And it was a second holiday special because the Christmas one was obviously the first. It preempted My Three Sons.
It did.
It was sponsored by Coca-Cola.
I bet Uncle Charlie had some words about
that.
Yeah,
I bet he did. And Dolly Madison also sponsored that as well. It was nominated for an Emmy Award, and it aired on CBS for most of its time. It was like 1966 to 2000.
Yeah. CBS aired the Christmas special, too.
Absolutely.
I think they had the rights to both of them.
And then on ABC, it started in 2001, where it still is now. I'm sure it's coming up in the next week or so, but an absolute classic. Other things here, 2012, Hurricane Sandy made landfall in New Jersey, resulting in 110 deaths, $50 billion in damage, and forced the New York Stock Exchange to close. And then in 2012, Walt Disney purchased Lucasfilms, rights for Star Wars and Indiana Jones for $4 billion. You know, that really worried a lot of people that this franchise was going to be ruined. And I quite frankly, I think the second set of three Star Wars, I didn't get into them. The fact that they kind of brought back some of the original stars and kind of rebooted it in that era.
Harrison Ford, I think. And
I think that was the most brilliant thing that they did.
Yeah.
A lot of people will disagree, but I think that's just what made it closer, near and dear to our hearts.
Yeah.
Yeah, the classic.